It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Welcome into North Posey Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. Jordan Fisher alongside head coach Rusty Seymour of the boys basketball team. We recapped the season last week with Kevin Kolb for the girls season, and now it is suddenly postseason time for your boys basketball team, Rusty. And I think certainly you got to like some things you've seen throughout the year. I'm sure there's some things you want to work on, knowing as somebody that's played for you in the past. I wouldn't call you a perfectionist necessarily, but you strive pretty close to that line because you want to get the most out of your teams. And I think certainly you guys have a pretty good little squad going into the tournament.
Yeah, you know, we obviously didn't end the season the way we wanted to, ending on a couple losses there, and one of them being this Tell City squad that we're going to face in the first round of sectionals. But, you know, we feel like going there and playing them on their home floor gave us a little bit of info and maybe how we want to attack them in the postseason. So, you know, like I said, not a great finish to the season. And, yeah, we have a lot to work on. You know, when we're working on that, we've been prepping for Tell City for the last 2 weeks now. So, you know, that kind of hindered us a little bit in the Gibson game because, you know, we talked about this in the past, but we kind of treat it as a scrimmage or a way for us to rep some of the stuff we've been working on. So we knew it wouldn't necessarily apply for Gibson, but, you know, it was a chance for us to run some offense against some of ours.
So especially with the last couple of weeks of the season, like you said, you were preparing for Tell City for a regular season game, and then because you just had just got done with that game, then you all of a sudden have them for the opening round matchup of the sectional. What has been the balance between trying to continue to work the guys hard and making sure they're staying in shape and not necessarily running them too hard, knowing that it's been a long season and you want to make sure they're fresh for that sectional?
Yeah, I mean,
they are high school kids.
Yeah, I mean, they're young. They're athletic kids. I don't know that we can run them down in a couple hour practice, but you know, we kind of haven't conditioned as much. We went pretty hard today because we weren't running drills correctly, and you know, going back to that perfection thing, we either get it or we're going to continue to do it until we get it. So you know, we struggled a little bit on some drills, so they got some running and a little bit of extra conditioning today, but you know, for the most part, we're repping what we're going to do defensively, and we're repping what we're going to do offensively, and you know, that kind of saves our legs a little bit. Tomorrow will be a good review for them. You know, we'll go through the scouting report, watch a little bit film, you know, run into some shooting drills, and recap the offense. We'll probably start the game in and recap the defense as well.
Yeah, really, one of the advantages you guys have is that your game is actually on Wednesday. And so you get that extra day of preparation, whereas most sectionals are starting tomorrow and most teams are playing tomorrow. So what you talk about having that film session, is tomorrow pretty much going to be just a pure kind of review and kind of hash out the last little bit of things, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're going to put on the finishing touches and make sure the boys are comfortable and know what our game plan is inside and out. And, you know, it would be a lighter day for them on the legs for sure. So yeah, I'm sure they'll appreciate that. But we got to make sure mentally that we know what the game plan is and we go in with 100% confidence that we can execute it.
Now, going back to the game against Tell City in the regular season, that was a game in which you guys led for, I think, most of the contest and ended up falling at the end. We talked about it a little bit last week, but what specifically are you looking at maybe taking away from that game to apply it to this upcoming game in the sectional?
What they did, really, you know, we tried to watch a lot of their film, and we can't find where they run a ton of offense. It's a lot of motion. It's a lot of handoffs, a lot of ball screens. And unfortunately, that night, we just struggled to get through, and we weren't communicating very well in the defensive end. And, you know, they took advantage of playing on their home floor and taking a few shots. And, you know, they executed at the end of the game, and we didn't. And, you know, it kind of came down to that we had a real good start coming out 17-8, I think, in that game. So offensively, we were clicking. Defensively, we gave up the last second three at the buzzer. But, you know, we were playing well and just kind of relaxed. And I think if that loss did anything to us, it let us know that we can't let up. We're going to have to, you know, pedal to the metal the whole 32 minutes.
You know, especially at this point of the year, as you mentioned, you know, you're only – guaranteed the game in front of you, and if you win, of course, you'll advance to Friday night, which will be a big deal. And of course, you want to go so on and so forth down the rest of the tournament, but at this point, it is win or go home, and it's one of those things that you can't let up. And I'm sure that, knowing you again as a coach, that's probably something you've been drilling into the kids' heads.
Oh, absolutely. We talked about it just today. We were struggling in this drill in practice, and you know, I stopped him and was like, listen, guys, it's the point of no return at this point. You know, if you don't win the game, we're done. So, you know, it does add a little bit extra pressure to them. But, you know, it's unfortunately the reality of this tournament. I think that's what makes it so exciting and so good, and why so many people turn out to watch it is, you know, your life's on the line, basically. It's winner or you're done. So, you know, I think these guys will respond. I think it's going to be we plan on having a good week.
Let's step away for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the Tell City matchup and then just look at the bracket overall. Don't go anywhere. You listen to North Posey Basketball Coaches Show live from North Posey High School at 98.9 WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Sweet deals all month long at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT, $23,800. New 2025 Chevy Equinox LT, $27,810. New 2025 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4, $39,990. For these sweet deals and more, visit ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive. Price excludes tax, title, and $245 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Owner loyalty may apply. See dealer for details.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement.
located on Main Street in Poseyville.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to the North Posey Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. Jordan Fisher here with head coach Rusty Seymour, again of the boys basketball team, as they are getting ready to embark on their sectional playoff journey, as you guys will open up with the host Hell City. I want to talk a little bit more about that game, and I know you had said that in the previous meeting, you really felt like it was more just Tell City executing and you guys not communicating as well. Was there anything in particular from your guys' side that you think is going to apply maybe in an advantage situation for you guys in this upcoming game?
Yeah, we think we can take advantage of Braden a little bit. You know, he's been coming on here a little bit lately. And, you know, obviously we have Austin Schmidt as well. And he's a pretty good player, as we've seen throughout the season. And he's hard to guard, you know, defensively for them. I don't know that they have anybody that can really stay in front of him. So we're going to try to take advantage of that. And him and Braden have been working pretty well together here as of late. So, you know, when Austin's driving, Braden always seems to find that opening to where we can get dumped downs if Austin doesn't have his shot. So, you know, we're going to try to take advantage of their matchups. We don't feel they're a great defensive team. So we'll try to take advantage of that a little bit.
So now looking at the full bracket, of course, we mentioned you play Tell City on Wednesday. Immediately after your guys' game, South Spencer and Forest Park will play. Those are two opponents you played towards the end of the season as well. I think actually between Tell City, South Spencer, and Forest Park, they were three games in a row, if I remember correctly. Of course, the kids are going to be focused on the game at hand. You as a coach kind of have to somewhat plan ahead. What is your just general thoughts on that potential second-round matchup?
Yeah, you know, we prepare for all of them on our side of the bracket, and we're going to try to guess and see who comes out of the other side. But, you know, as you can see on the board up there, we have scouting reports for the teams that we think we'll see and, you know, even ones that we may not see. you know, that we try to prepare for everyone. Again, like you said, we're going to make sure the kids are taking it one game at a time. But, yeah, we do have to look ahead a little bit. You know, we feel like Forest Park is the favorite probably in this sectional right now, going by record and how they've looked throughout the season. But, you know, we're gonna prepare for them probably more than we would South Spencer. But, you know, we're going to be ready for both, and we'll spend Thursday preparing for them.
And then, of course, if you guys make it through, you'll have this championship on Saturday. One of those teams from the other side of the bracket, you mentioned Perry Central or Pike Central, they play tomorrow night, I think at 6 o'clock Central Time. And then the winner of that game will take on Evansville Modern Day. The winner of that second-round matchup will then take on the winner of the bottom half of the bracket. What are your general thoughts on that side of the bracket?
You know, I don't know. We argue as a coaching staff. We've been going back and forth on it. We're kind of split. Some of us think Modern Day's coming out of it. Some of us think Perry is. You know, I think it could be a good game. Perry beat Modern Day during the season. But I don't know. Modern Day in the postseason, I feel like, probably goes and gets them. Perry didn't look very good against their game at Tecumseh, I believe it was. But Modern Day didn't look great either, so... You know, it's hard to say. We did not get to play Perry during the season, so we'll have a little bit extra work to do there if that is a matchup that we see. So, you know, we'll sit back and watch it play out. We're going to have to take care of ourselves first, though.
Yeah, absolutely. You still got to win again the game ahead. We're just, in general, trying to get the feeling of what Rusty Seymour thinks his team might match up like with those teams over there.
Yeah, no, I think we'll probably... I hope we win Wednesday, and, you know, I would say we're probably a Forest Park matchup, and in my opinion, I'd say I believe Modern Day is coming out of the other side, so we'd end up playing in the championship.
Well, the good news is if you get past Forest Park, then you'll have a chance at the championship against somebody that's not named Forest Park.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. Just in general, one last question here as you go into the postseason. What's kind of been the message to the kids other than just play the game ahead? Have you been talking to any of the kids that might get in unexpected minutes, or, you know, kind of the whole stay ready, be ready thing? What's been the mindset or the message to the team?
Honestly, our message is just inconsistency. I mean, if you're in a game, we've got to be consistent. You know, how it plays out is how it plays out. I don't know. As a coach, I've kind of learned here the last few years is you can have a game plan, and in the first 3 minutes, it has to be thrown out the window. So, you know, foul trouble has bit us in the butt in the last couple of years. So, you know, everybody on the bench has to be ready to play, you know, and we've got to play consistently. It doesn't matter if we're two or three subs deep or if we're one sub or if it's all starters. We've been such a roller coaster team this year that we got to find that high level of basketball that we want to play and try to keep it there for 32 minutes.
That sounds like a plan. Then you want to be consistent, and it starts with the game against Tell City, and hopefully with two more games after that.
Yeah, we'll take it. You know, I think the boys are ready. I'm hoping they're gearing up and at least getting a little bit energized, getting the student section out there. And it is a long drive for some of the kids, but, you know, we're hoping we can get a good fan base and bring a little bit of life to that gym.
Certainly hoping so, and I'll be following along. I won't be able to make it to the game on Wednesday, but I will be following along. We will not be doing a video stream of the game on Wednesday, so I'll be probably tuned into Chris's broadcast. But you'll be able to listen to that live right here on 98.9 WPIW. Chris Moreland will have the call of that game. Tip-off is at 5:30 Central Time, correct? So he'll probably go on the air about 10, 15 minutes beforehand, and hopefully he'll be calling a North Posey Vikings victory over the Tell City Marksmen.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the boys are ready. When we have a long stretch like this, I know we played on Thursday, but you know, we're prepping for the same team for 2 weeks or a week and a half, I guess. And, you know, at the end, it gets boring for the coaches, too. Like, we just want to go out and see the ball thrown up in the air and go get it done.
Well, it'll be thrown up in a couple days. You don't have to worry about that. Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, thanks.
That is Head Coach Rusty Seymour of the North Posey Vikings basketball team. Again, their game on Wednesday will be airing at 5:30. Pre-game's the show to start about 10 minutes before then. Thanks for joining us here today. Thanks for listening along. And this has been North Posey Vikings Coaches Show live on 98.9 WPIW.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep,
JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.